morning. My name is Frank Dubofsky, and we're here this morning on a public affair. And my guest is Mary Duvall, who works here in Boulder with a company called Thistle, which is at a minimum, an unusual name. So, Mary, tell us, what is Thistle?
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me. Thistle is a private nonprofit, a 501c3 that delivers affordable housing for our community here so that people who have more limited income can afford to live in Boulder.
And where is Thistle located, and what does it really consist of? Is there a place where you go and you open the door and you're in Thistle, or is it just a concept?
Oh, it's both. We are located at 6000 Spine Road in Gun Barrel, and those are our main offices. So we have all of our staff there that helps applicants and residents that are looking for housing. Our maintenance crew also works out of there. Our development team works out of there. And then we own and manage apartments in Boulder and Longmont. And we also have a community land trust, and that's spread throughout Boulder County.
What is a community land trust? What does that mean?
A community land trust is a way of preserving land or assets for a specific purpose. In our case, it's really affordability. So it's what's known as a shared equity program, which means that people own the home that they live in, fee simple with a mortgage or simply outright, and Thistle maintains ownership of the land underneath. So every time that home sells, it's selling without the land. The owner of the structure has a leasehold interest in the land, the right to use it, the right to pass it on. But their housing costs are typically lower because they're not buying the land. And then on top of that, there's a program that goes with the land trust that has certain regulatory agreements that limit the amount of what people can sell the home for each time. So it really preserves an asset for people of more limited means.
And they end up with an ownership interest in a house.
Yes.
And yep. So they can live in the houses pretty much as long as they want to, as long as they probably meet certain terms.
That's correct. And we don't, with our homeowners in particular, we don't go back every year and verify their income or their assets. So actually, around Boulder, there are many, many, many interesting people whose names I won't mention that have lived or do live in community land trust homes, people that many KGNU listeners would recognize.
Great. And so, but you also do, as you said, you do provide apartments and other types of places that people live. I think you've mentioned to me that you are involved in trailer homes as well.
Mobile home communities, Frank.
Okay.
That's right.
What's the difference between a trailer and a mobile home?
Terminology in modern times. Mobile homes are really, they're not particularly mobile. And typically tend to be an unsubsidized form of home ownership for people. Many people can afford to buy a mobile home outright or with a small loan, and then they pay lot rent every single month. So they may buy a home for $35,000-$40,000. That's a high quality, you know, perfectly nice place to live in a beautiful setting.
It would have 2 or 3 bedrooms and one bathroom, bedrooms, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Yep.
Where are such places located in Boulder? I know we have several mobile home parks, but maybe you could tell us where those are.
We do. We have, 5 or 6 in the city of Boulder.
The
Boulder community.
Thistle? Oh, no.
Yeah. And one of those 5 or 6 parks is very unique because it's owned by, it's really owned in cooperation with the residents and Thistle. So we own, it's in the community land trust. So we own the land under the homes. The residents there formed a nonprofit corporation called the Mapleton Homeowners Association, and it functions like any other homeowners association and kind of manages the finances and the property of the community for the benefit of the residents. And then they also have a third party manager that collects a rent and pays bills and all that stuff. But it's very much a cooperative sort of function there. And it's permanently affordable. So it's one of the unique parks in Boulder where residents who
live there.
It's on Mapleton it's actually on Folsom between Mapleton and Pearl. Mapleton and Valmont. And so residents there don't have to worry that the owner of the park is going to price them out by constantly raising the rent. So Thistle's actively looking for other parks in the state of Colorado to be able to help residents purchase through a new affiliation, a national affiliation that we have called Resident-Owned Communities USA. And they help parks come together and be able to finance them when the owner is willing to sell to the residents.
So the components are, you have a mobile home, and you've described to me these homes as being, in many instances, very comfortable, nice places, bedrooms.
Absolutely.
I mean, just a place that
just
people
just like any home, really.
And they're on, have to be placed somewhere, so they're on top of land, and they... Often Thistle's interest is in the land, and the people buy the mobile home on their own, have to get financing or some other way of doing that. Where are mobile homes sold? Do you go to Denver to buy a mobile home? Do you buy one here in Boulder? Or how do you pick up a mobile home?
You know, there's a lot of resale among owners. So people trade them a lot, you know, trade up, trade out. I've got a home. I'm going to leave, so I'll sell it to you. There are mobile home manufacturers. Manufactured housing is a huge industry.
What's the ballpark cost? The ballpark cost for a home in the city of Boulder, and I'll just pick a number out of the air, has got to be, you know, average cost got to be $500,000 at least.
Yeah, I don't know what ballpark you're playing in, but it's a small one, so it's a little more expensive here.
Yeah.
And but a mobile home.
So maybe $1 million would be
a little more common. Yeah.
So how much, if somebody wants to get into a mobile home and work with you in terms of the property, what can they look at paying both total as well as on a monthly basis to make that happen? How much is a mobile home?
A mobile home ranges in price. So we, you know, an older mobile home could sell for $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. Mm-hmm. A newer one can be expensive. They could be $80,000, $90,000. So at Mapleton, which is the park that we're affiliated with, there's a range of incomes there. And as I said, it's maintained for permanent affordability. So people have to income qualify when they come in. So typically people are not buying new homes to put in there, although there are some. And then the people who do not have income restrictions, there are a few lots that are open to the market, they bring in new homes. So we want to be able to have a community where people can live in whatever type of home they want that's affordable to them. The lot rent varies between $300 all the way up to probably $600. So it just depends. That's dictated by your income.
Where do you get the money to be able to do this, to be able to buy the property and turn rent it or let somebody lease it from you?
Mapleton is a unique example, as I said, and it was financed through many sources before my time at Thistle, but in the early 2000s. So a big contributor was the city of Boulder because they had arranged to own the park so they could do flood improvements along Goose Creek. Thistle brought in a lot of money from a national group that we work with called NeighborWorks America, put in almost $1 million. The state Colorado Division of Housing put money in. So that was truly a subsidized deal that had to work so that the owner had a takeout source. In our new venture, we do things a little bit.
Where is your new venture?
Well, it's anywhere in the state where we're looking for mobile home communities to convert to resident ownership. And that in that program, the parks attempt to be self-financed. So we work with a bank that finances mobile home parks specifically.
Okay. Now, you're the CEO of Thistle, is that right?
That's correct.
And what does it mean to be a CEO? What are your duties and responsibilities in that job?
In that job, you're really responsible for all the kind of executive work, making sure that you are implementing our business plan and that the staff that's charged with specific responsibilities has all the resources they need to do that. There's a fair amount of decision making, you know, should we do this versus that? We work closely with our volunteer board of directors to set a strategic plan that helps us try and deliver affordable housing in a very, very high cost area.
Okay. Affordable housing is another way of saying providing living spaces or places for people who probably cannot afford otherwise to buy a place in a certain area.
Buy or rent a place, you're okay. Right.
Tell me, you also mentioned some other things that you do, or you mentioned apartments. Are you involved in apartments as well?
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Thistle owns apartments, sometimes in partnership with others through specific programs and other times on our own. And our apartments are affordable. They rent as any apartment does. But people have to verify their income status to demonstrate that they actually are what's considered low income by government standards. And so so we rent and manage that process. So our communities tend to be very diverse. We have a lot of working people that otherwise couldn't afford to live here or might be able to live here, certainly, but would be subject to a lot of market changes. And so anytime the rent goes up, you know, they could be out, and our rents only increase moderately every month because they're structured to stay affordable. So so we rent from very low income people, maybe $30,000 for a family of four, all the way up to $60,000 or $70,000 for a family of four, just depending on where the income levels are set for those apartments. Okay. So it's a lot of work for a resident at times to come in and be able to verify exactly what their income is and have that substantiated. And there are also some restrictions on the level of assets that people can have. You couldn't own a house or have $200,000 in the bank, perhaps, and come in there. But by and large, you know, our residents are the working people of Boulder.
Again, this morning, this is a public affair, and my guest is Mary Duvall, who is the CEO of a nonprofit housing organization or an organization dealing with housing matters and issues that's located in Boulder County. So let's just shift a little bit here. What is Thistle's sort of long-range view of where it would like to go with what it's doing? What do you think is going to be different about Thistle 5 years from now, and how are they going to get from here to there?
Wow, Frank, that's a great question. Our mission, as we said, is to provide affordable opportunities, and we live in a place that's just very, very expensive to acquire apartments, to build new apartments, to build new houses. It's one reason that we
even see, the rent here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's one reason why we see a lot of new market housing coming on, new apartments that are all market rate. And so our strategy is
like
really,
all these stuff that's being built in Boulder, for example, downtown or near 28th Street.
Right. Our goal is to be very adaptable to circumstances and to find opportunities. Every year we've had a significant new opportunity where we've been able to buy something, participate in a real estate deal, build something. And so we want to continue just to be flexible and nimble. Thistle's very unique. Although we are a nonprofit, we really operate as a business. And so we earn probably 99% of all of our operating revenue comes from sound fiduciary management of our programs and assets. And so over the past few years, we've been able to create healthy reserves for ourselves. And we're looking for the best way to invest that in new projects that will give a really a good return to the community and not put our money at risk.
So, I mean, I guess I'm asking the same question in a different way. What's it look like here in terms of your future and Boulder County's future? I mean, I do remember you mentioning that it's virtually impossible to build anything or participate in anything outside of the city limits, that the county is very restrictive about what you can build and do, and that therefore you have to go to Boulder or Longmont or
sure.
Louisville or Lafayette or some such place.
Right.
So
right.
What do you see sort of happening specifically in light of all of that? Because we do need people of middle to lower income to be here to do things that the people that are making more money don't want to do, and that works critical to the success of the people that are raking in the dough.
Well, and it also, you know, I don't want to paint low income people or our residents in any way as people that are doing some kind of inferior work or life that other people don't want to do, because plenty of people, you know, live the life they have to the best abilities, and we house all kinds of people that are in creative fields or simply choose to live here for a variety of reasons.
Or choose not to be get into
exactly.
the money game of society, and they make less money because they choose to live
sure.
that life.
Yeah, or that's just where they are or who
yeah.
they are, you know. So it's one thing that's great about the work is really, really gets you to limit your judgments about people. But, you know, the future for us is we have some terrific other housing companies that work in the county and in the city. So we look for other kinds of opportunities, and people bring us properties and say, are you interested in purchasing this? So we're just always evaluating things that come in. And I think our long range plan is that we will be healthy and survive if we manage ourselves well, and we find the right opportunities. So we've a lot of stuff in the works. And so I think that will be delivering affordability in lots of ways in the future.
Do you have a financial connection to assist you with, let's say, the Boulder County Commissioners or the City of Boulder, for example, the Housing Authority, where I think you started off working in housing in the Boulder Housing Authority, or the Longmont Housing Authority? Do you have close relationships with those entities, and do they help you in the course of a year with funding in any way, or are they just there to go in and work with you on projects?
Well, we certainly have collegial relationships with all the housing authorities, Boulder County Housing Authority or Boulder Housing Partners, but we don't participate with them in deals, although I will say the Longmont Housing Authority is a small partner in one of our projects. But typically everybody's doing the same thing, and people are acting pretty independently, mostly because affordable deals are hard to do. There's not a lot of profit in them. And so people want to, you know, maintain their stake in whatever project we're doing. The city has a wonderful local funding opportunity through their inclusionary housing, which regulates that any part of a new project, 20% of it has to be permanently affordable. Developers can build that.
That's by Boulder City Ordinance.
Uh-huh.
There's a requirement that they do that with 20% of
right.
what's going into that. Is that pretty universal throughout the other municipal governments as well? And if so, is that the same percentage?
I don't know about the percentage, but many, I would say many municipalities, particularly in high cost areas, have some kind of local funding mechanism that typically is paid for through development. So in Boulder, that generates a fair amount of local resources back into the housing division of the city. And then those funds are distributed to people who need that financing. So yes, sometimes we do receive money from that, and that's super helpful. And again, it's not operating funds, it's an investment in a community project.
Okay. Again, this is a public affair. My guest this morning is Mary Duvall, and we're talking about Thistle, a nonprofit corporation which has been immersed in housing in Boulder County for quite a while now. How long has it been since?
We've been here since the mid-80s. So we've been around over 35 years and going strong.
Okay. What do you think needs to be done, if anything, by local government to improve the housing situation. In other words, that you could do your job better and that there would be more places available for people that are middle to low income than there are now. What kind of changes would have to occur?
Well, boy, that's a really, really, really tough question. So I think we live in a great city where there's terrific desire to have affordability, and knowing the limits of regulation make it difficult to really provide a kind of a pat answer for that. So, you know, certainly anything that lessens the cost, the burden of providing affordable housing is very, very helpful.
Well, you get money every year from the federal government, right? From several different programs.
No, we do not. We're part of NeighborWorks America, and we get a small operating subsidy there.
Is that through the federal government?
Yes. It's not. The funds actually are federal funds, but they don't come through the government. They come through a national nonprofit called.
Do you have
NeighborWorks
any other
America.
Sources of those kinds of funds from?
Not directly.
Okay.
No, we have to apply like anybody else.
So you get some opportunities from locally, some from the feds. Is there things in the middle? You get money or assistance from the state, for example, or some regional money that's not necessarily directly traceable?
You could, not particularly, Frank. You could go for any person, doesn't have to be a nonprofit, any person that wants to build affordable housing could apply for a variety of funding, and financing is really the best way to look at it to make their project work. Because when you're limiting the rents that you can charge on an apartment, it's very hard to pay your standard mortgage. So you have all kinds of other financing that comes into a program that allows you to underwrite that rental level, because you're not getting the kind of income that a market apartment building is.
And you underwrite, is that right?
Yeah, we look at it to see if what kind of financing we need to make it work. But the sources of funds that you were talking about are available to, you know, many people. And there are many, many people that are involved in affordable housing. It's not just government and nonprofits. It's all kinds of real estate developers and other people.
Okay. So what else do you think our audience should know about what you guys are doing and expect to do over the next couple years?
I think people ask, you know, what's the point of affordable housing? And as you and I were talking earlier, diversity in a community is really, really important. And I'm not an economist, but we talked a little bit about the need for all levels of employees to be doing all the kinds of tasks. I mean, I passed Rudy's Bread on my way here, and I know that they have a huge workforce in there, and that they you know, they're not particularly high paid, but everybody goes to the market and buys a loaf of Rudy's Bread, and this is what it takes to make it. And so the economic diversity is really important as well, because I think Boulder has become richer and whiter, and the more that we have economic and racial diversity here, people learn tolerance and compassion when they're around people who are different than themselves.
Is it your view that Thistle has played an important role in bringing about that diversity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I talked with one of our residents at a newer community that we have, and he is Colombian by birth. And he said the whole time he's lived in Boulder until he moved into a Thistle apartment, he's never been in such a diverse community. And he really appreciated it.
So if somebody wanted to work with you, can they just pick up the phone and call Thistle and say, hey, I'm interested in affordable housing. How do I go about doing it? What do I do? And somebody would answer and say, yeah, we're glad to take your call. How does that work?
Yep, you bet they'd say we're glad to take your call. Okay. And our phone number is 443-0007, and you can talk to a live person anytime. Or our website is thistle.us. And you can find access to all of our programs and job openings and more information about us there.
When you say job openings, is that within Thistle?
Yes.
That you have places, things? What kind of jobs would they be?
Oh, I think we have several opportunities on the website now.
Okay.
That are there, but we have a wide range of very talented staff.
Okay.
Great staff.
Okay, we just wrapped it up now. Public affair, and my guest has been Mary Duvall from Thistle, and she's given us a pretty broad explanation of what Thistle's all about. So when you wonder in the future about who is this Thistle character, you'll know more about it. Thank you very much, Mary, for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Frank.